All right, welcome to the Page Bacon Podcast, where we talk about anything and everything related to the written word. I'm Ron, and we're hanging out at WesterCon 69, the West Coast Science Fantasy Conference, today in the Rose City, Portland, Oregon. The programming for the WesterCon 69 is pretty diverse, with lectures, debates, workshops, and panel discussions with guest speakers like John Scalzi, the author of Old Man's War and Red Shirts, fantasy artist Teresa Mather, systems engineer Bobak Ferdowski for NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and quite a few booths that should make for an interesting weekend-long event. So my plan is to tool around and absorb some of the action on the floor and see if anybody has time for a word or two. All right, by an amazing coincidence, we've just run into L.V. Sisk, author of Pantaria Chronicles, and I hear that he's just here to hang out today, so what events are you going to be checking out?
Oh, well, you know, there's a lot of interesting things here today. You got a lot of authors local and also well-known here on the floor, so hopefully maybe we'll bump into them, but they're also holding various seminars and informational seminars for people to stop by and just probably pop into some of those, and otherwise just kind of see what the scene is today.
So who's your favorite author on the roster?
I'm not sure. I think, you know, for most part, the well-known person I know here is John Scalzi, but yeah, there's other people here as well. So I was kind of looking through a lot of the, the panelists, and I was actually surprised that there's, you know, quite a few well-established authors here. So it'd be pretty neat to actually bump into them and maybe talk about their craft a bit. So.
Great. Yeah, we're just going to walk around. Hopefully we'll run into you later on. Thanks a lot.
Hey, no problem. Fun.
Okay, now we're here at the KimoraCon booth with Kyo, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what KimoraCon is.
Hi, I'm Kyo. So we are KimoraCon. We're the local anime convention here in the Pacific Northwest. We're moving to the convention center this year for the first time down in Portland. We're super excited. We're going to be on Halloween weekend, so you guys should definitely come check us out.
Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you very much. And now here we're talking to Shauna with the Wester Kids event over at WesterCon 69. Can you tell us a little about the Wester Kids event and what you guys are doing in this room?
Well, it's a slate of programs over all 4 days, activities centered around science fiction and fantasy for kids aged 3 to tween, about 13. We have story times and play times, and we have science activity going on now.
What are they doing over at this table over here?
They're doing demos of different science experiments. The two scientists, quote unquote, are obsessed with magnets, so a large part of it is that. But they're also going to make goop.
Goop. And magnets and goop, all right.
And there's an experiment with milk and showing the fats in the milk and how they react to soap and food coloring. Then we have a bunch of costuming things for making costumes and just crafts, arts and crafts.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we've made our way over to the Dying Light booth with Brian. He's going to tell us a couple seconds about what Dying Light is.
Well, how do you? Dying Light is a live-action role-playing game. What that is that you, instead of describing what your character's doing like you do with a traditional tabletop game, you dress up and you go out and do it. Now, we're a buffer variety of light or of LARPing, which means that when you go and do combat, you're using essentially foam-padded sticks to actually hit your opponent. So it's a lot of fun.
So is this something that takes place just in the Portland metro area, or where are you located out of?
Dying Light specifically is just focused on the Portland metro area, yeah. All of our campsites are within 2 hours of the Portland area.
So if someone wants to check out Dying Light, when's your next event, or where would they go to sign up?
Next weekend, actually.
All right.
Otherwise, we have a web presence at dyinglight.org, also Dying Light LARP on Facebook.
There you go. You can check out Dying Light, and catch you next time. Thank you.